Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today, continuing to share with you teaching on the subject of the heart. It is a very important subject for you to understand and to seek out in the Word of God. We saw the fact that when we're born again, we get a brand new spirit, the Spirit of Jesus Christ. We also get a brand new heart. The heart and the spirit are different. A lot of people have taught they're the same, but they're not. The reason is because your spirit is the Spirit of Christ, and the Holy Spirit dwells in your spirit when you receive Him, and there's no evil or no negative that can be in your spirit. At the same time, your heart is something that we get that's brand new, but our heart can have evil in it. Our heart can have doubt in it. In fact, the Bible says we're supposed to guard our heart. It never tells you to guard your spirit. It says to guard your heart. The heart is the inner man. It is the hidden man of the heart. The Bible talks about putting off that old man after the ways of the flesh and putting on the new man. This is the new man, the hidden man of the heart. As you get the Word of God written in your heart, and remember, this is so important. Every Christian, you need to spend time in the Word daily, getting the Word into you, so you are feeding the Word of God into that new man. You're being renewed in the knowledge of God. Now, the heart, that hidden man of the heart, is the center of our being. Remember that the Word of God that comes is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of our heart. That reveals what our heart does. Thoughts means inward reasonings. Intents refers to the inward intentions or purposes. The inward reasonings, intentions, purposes, motivations of our life come from what is in our heart. We're told to love God with all of our heart and our soul. It is important that we not only love God from our mind and our will and emotions, but also from our heart. Now, we pointed out that our heart is very important because we believe with our heart and then confess with our mouth, release the spiritual power of the Word of God that comes forth out of our heart. Also, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. It's important that whatever is in your heart in abundance, it be the Word of God, because out of that is going to speak forth the Word that's going to release the promises of God. The Word is sown in your heart, and we need to keep our heart perfect towards Him so He can show Himself strong on our behalf. Remember, the Lord looks on the heart while man looks on the outward appearance. God is with us according to what is in our heart. And we're supposed to keep the Word in the midst of our heart and keep it with all diligence. Guard your heart, because that's where the forces of life come forth out of. Now, we've talked about what you do with your heart. You understand with your heart. You say things in your heart. You ponder the Word in your heart. You keep the sayings in your heart. You obey from your heart. When you praise and worship God, you make melody in your heart. You're to consider and keep and do the Word of God from your heart. You perceive things with your heart, not with the mind. I mean, you're going to have a perception with your mind, but you need to perceive spiritual things with your heart, the inner man on the inside. When you serve God, it's not with your soul only. You serve with your heart and soul. You trust the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Your heart is to receive the Word and retain the Word of God. In fact, the heart of the righteous studies how to answer, and it devises his way. In fact, the heart of the righteous is going to teach your mouth. Your heart will teach your mouth, so you'll speak forth things that are right instead of just speaking things that are from the flesh. We need to speak from a heart that has the Word of God in it. Now, we were talking about the effect of the Word in our heart. Thy words were found, I did eat them, and what did it produce? The joy and rejoicing of mine heart. As you get God's Word in you, it will produce an inner joy, an inner rejoicing from within. Many Christians are not rejoicing in the Lord, and the reason is because they don't have the Word in abundance in them. And they've gotten their focus off of the Word of God from their heart, and they have looked at the things, the circumstances that have come. They start being moved by whatever comes against their mind, their will, their emotions in the soul realm. They let themselves be cast down rather than focus upon the Word. The Word produces joy and rejoicing in your heart. If you let your focus get off the Word, the devil will come to take the Word out of the midst of your heart. And we're going to be talking about that today in a moment. But we also talked about the effect of the Word in our heart, how it produces wisdom. When we receive understanding, wisdom will be imparted. This is by the Spirit of God through the Word in your heart. Psalms 119, verse 11, if you hide the Word in your heart, you will not sin against God. That's a tremendous promise. That's why you better get God's Word in your heart in area after area, and then you will not sin in those areas. Get the Word on love in your heart, and you will not walk contrary to it. Wisdom enters our heart, and as the Word is written upon the tables of our heart. It's very important. And we saw the scripture out of Hebrews 8:10 and 10:16, where he says that he puts and writes the Word in our mind and in our heart so that he can be a God to us and that we can be the people of God. Psalms 37:31, the law of God's in his heart. None of his steps shall slide. Praise God, we're not going to slide. We're not going to slip. We're not going to miss the mark. We're going to do the Word of God. Psalms 40, verse 8, I delight to do thy will, O my God. Thy law is within my heart. When God's Word's in your heart, you will delight to do the will of God. 2 Peter 1:19, we have the more sure word of prophecy. That's the Word of God. And we're to take heed into it as a light that shines in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star arise in our hearts. That's the Lord arising in our heart through the Word of God as we take heed to it. Praise God. And remember, the Spirit of the living God is writing the Word in your heart, not in the tables of stone anymore in the Old Testament as they did. This is the New Testament era. He now takes it and writes it in your heart and in your mind. And this Word is the light shining into your hearts, giving the light of the knowledge of the glory of God. It's the discerner and of the thoughts and intents of your heart. And God's Word is alive. It is full of power. It's like seed that's going to produce after its own kind. And this is so important to realize the effect of God's Word. You've got to get the Word in your heart. This is why the devil comes at you to try to take the Word out of your heart. You know, in the parable of the sower, very important teaching there, where the ground of the four different types of heart, where the Word is sown. And remember, in every one of those cases, the Word is sown in the heart of the person. In fact, Mark 4:15 says, these are they by the wayside where the Word is sown. When they've heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the Word that was sown in their heart. Well, how did Satan come and take it out of their heart? He came and took it out of their heart because they did not understand it. We see that in Matthew 13:18, where it says, hear the parable of the sower. In verse 19, he says, when anyone hears the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is the guy who received the seed, and God's word is that seed. You know, seed is a living thing. That seed, you plant it in the ground, it will produce a plant. It'll produce the fruit. And just like God's Word in your heart is going to produce. This is why you got to get the Word in you. God's Word on the printed page is not going to produce in your life. It's God's Word that comes into your heart as you receive it from the Bible, the printed page, and you receive that Word into your heart, then it's going to produce fruit out of your heart after its kind. Praise God. The devil is the one who comes to take the Word out. Back Luke 8, verse 12, says how the devil comes and takes away the Word out of their heart, lest they should believe and be saved. See, the devil knows that the Word is going to produce fruit in you. That's why the Bible says about the affliction, the persecution arises because of the Word's sake. And the Word was sown in the guy's heart. And if you receive the Word of God in your heart, it's going to produce after its kind. That's why the devil will attack you with thoughts and temptations to take the Word out of your heart. That's why you got to be ready to be a hearer and a doer of the Word. If you don't have root in yourself, it's because you haven't committed to do the Word consistently. Oh, you'll have joy for a season. But then in the time of temptation, they fell away. Why? Because they weren't committed to be a consistent hearer and doer of the Word of God. It is important that you do what the Word says, and you got to watch how the enemy works against you. He brings that affliction or pressure from within, from thoughts, or persecution from without to put you to flight. Or he'll come with the cares of this world, or the deceitfulness of riches, or the lust or strong desire for other things. If that can enter in, it will choke the Word, and you will become unfruitful. The Word will be unfruitful in your life if you let that happen. God's Word will produce fruit if you hear it and you understand it and you do it and you keep it and you hold fast to it, and you'll bring forth fruit with steadfastness in your life. It is very important that you get the Word in you and you do not let the devil have place to come and take that Word out of your heart. If you'll keep it there, then you'll see the fruit. And you need to realize this, because that's where the battle's raging. You know, so many people just wonder why this fiery trial's coming at me? Wonder why all these problems are coming at me? I just don't understand all these things. It's the devil coming to attack you through thoughts, circumstances, situations, working through people, working in any way possible to try to get the Word out of your heart. God will come and strengthen your heart through the Word. And if you'll learn to keep your eyes on Him and resist that enemy steadfast, He will not get the Word out of your heart. It is very important, though. You got to guard your heart. Remember Proverbs chapter 4. It says to keep your heart with all diligence. Guard your heart with all diligence. Don't let the devil come and take that Word out of your heart. You've got to keep the Word in there. That's why the Word's written in your heart and in your mind, and it will produce fruit in you. Don't ever let the devil come and take it out, though. If you can get it out, then you won't produce fruit. This is why Christians have not produced fruit in their life. If you want to know why a person has not produced fruit in their life, it's because they have let the devil take that Word out of their heart. I've talked to so many Christians. They've been in the Word for years. They've heard the Word, and they know a whole lot of facts. They know a lot of, they've had understanding of the Word. But the devil came and took the Word out of their heart because they were not a consistent hearer and doer of it. And if Satan can take it out of your heart, even though you have a mental understanding, a mental assent of it, it will still not produce fruit. It has to be in your heart, and it will stay in your heart because you hear and you do it, and you do not give place to the enemy coming in through temptation. When you overcome the temptation, you walk in line with the Word, you'll believe it, and it will produce the fruit in your life. Well, we're going to talk more on the subject of the Word in your heart next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you. As I close today, do you realize that the number one negative influence in your life is inherited generational curses? This is because the iniquities of the forefathers are passed down to the children to the third and fourth generations. These curses, enforced by demonic spirits, must be broken and the spirits must be cast out. We break inherited curses and cast out these spirits in our Healing, Deliverance, and Counseling Center. If you would like personal ministry, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.